What's up, people? This is episode 6. We talking about role play. We got Dizzy in the building. What's up, Dizzy?
What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good, everybody out there? 5M, SL, Instagram, Facebook. You know, back with another one.
Back with another one. All around the world, shout out to everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. The first question is SL role play dead?
I want you to answer this because I'm one of the ones that it's selective role play that I do, right?
Okay.
But well, I want you to answer this, then I go in.
Well, for me, I don't think, maybe because I've been on Second Life since 2007, and a person asked me this, like, two females asked me this last night, like, do you role play? And I'm like, yes and no, but not really. 80% no, because I feel like if you've been on the game as long as I have, it's like the same stuff. It's kind of repetitive. So it's like, hey, won't you smoke something on Second Life? It's kind of like role play smoking weed. If you've been doing this for years, even going to, like, shout out to Benji, the Benji sets, it's all the same. It used to be a time where every time I would go to these clubs, listen to music, and I got tired of it. So now when I go to a set, I don't even listen to the stream. But for me, like, a lot of the places that were, like, they had, like, Sesame Street. They still have, like, the Chocolate Factory. But they had other places where you could role play. And it was popping. Now all of them are shut down. And a lot of people from 5M and other platform, they come over here and they think it's that. But it's really not that. You really get to, like, do whatever you want on Second Life. And most people like myself, like, I make stuff on Second Life. So that's the only reason I'm still on Second Life. So what about you?
With me, I feel like role play is, again, it's a selective thing. My percentage is probably higher than yours, probably like 60-40.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is that, for the simple reason, man, I like to do shit. I like to go out. I like to go on dates. I like to go to, like, different sims and explore what the fuck they got. And I like to do the RP dinners and all the other shit, right? I like to fucking...
So even if in 2025, you doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah. If a chick get pregnant by me, I'm going to all the doctor's appointments. I'm not missing one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going through the full thing. Do I think that we need to do the full 9 months? No, hell no. Nah. But hey, if it works out to be that way, it works out to be that way.
So I got one question. So when you do, like, because I don't know how many kids you got on Second Life. So for me, it's more like it never gets tiring where it's like, okay, I already did this, or it's like an excitement for you, I guess.
It doesn't get tiring or anything else like that. It's just about the shared experience that you have with let's say you're doing a pregnancy, right? Yeah, right. You're doing the pregnancy. So, like, how the doctors present themselves, you get what I'm saying? Like, what the building look like, how they decorated it and everything else like that. Like, you're diving into their world, right?
Right.
Because that's what Sims is. Sims is other people's creation sometimes, right? It could be land, it could be a date place, it could be the fucking Amazon. You get what I'm saying? It's their creation. So you diving into their creations, and that's just what I think it is.
No, I get it. I think, like, when the Zoobies first came out, then every female that I knew wanted to get pregnant. And sometimes when they come out with, like, you know, certain clothes and certain stuff that, you know, that Zoobie might do, that they might release, a lot of people the females get excited. For me, it's like, okay, you have a lot of, you know, guys out there that got, like, 20 baby mamas and all that stuff like that. And for me, I don't really have that many. You know what I mean? Like, I got two.
It ain't like I have a super duper breeding fetish. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that. Like, I don't need to have 30 fucking prim kids or Zoobie babies or anything else like that. First of all, if you doing Zoobie babies, stop wasting your fucking money. Go out there and go make a bot baby. You know what I'm saying? Age that account up. Get them some age on them and create a new account. Guess what? Those unpaid fucking bot accounts, like, for the bot babies, like, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? You send money to it. They buy whatever they need. They still purchase anything. And they can still go everywhere. Just don't put them on adult land, all right? Like, we ain't having no weirdo shit going on, right? With no baby on adult.
But wouldn't you recommend the Zubies for like people that's like just new to Second Life? Because they never, like, I feel like at least you get more of a role play buying stuff, like buying bottles. Not saying you can't do it with the bots, but you can actually, like, it's like a system in place versus, you know, right. actually doing yeah. that.
Yes and no, right? Because okay. it's this, right? With the bot account, right? And this is how I look at it. With them Zuby babies, right. I bet you it's hella people on Second Life right now with a whole bunch of Zuby babies in their fucking inventory. Females, and some niggas probably. You know what I'm saying? The baby mama that gave you the baby. You ain't never giving back. You holding your baby hostage in your inventory. Crazy work. But
let's back up, because the new Zuby babies, it's not like the old ones, because the old ones, they in their inventory. Yeah, the other ones is like yeah. a HUD, I think. It's like a HUD, and then you just res them out. Like, so it's a little different, you know what I mean? Because back in the day, the Zubies, you can actually sell your Zubies to somebody else. And then it's like reselling the baby, which sounds crazy.
It was reselling babies. Trafficking. They was trafficking babies. Imagine going to a store and getting a whole bunch of Zuby babies. Hey, what about that one dude that came back right and had all the fucking Zuby babies
for their picture? Right. I remember that, like, picture.
We wait for you to come back with all 18 kids. Hey, dude, she done created a whole new life.
Right. Yeah, a bunch of kids. That none of them look like you. You look crazy as hell. And, like, it was just one of them situations where it's like, bro, she might be on the alt, man. Because I know what picture you talk about. That was crazy. That was nasty work.
You might have to put that one up there for the people so they can see.
So my thing with this is, like, even with the role play, like, you got the BU HUD, you have the My Story HUD. And I feel like with My Story, BU had a moment, and I feel like even when they had a website, that was kind of dope because it's going to tell you, like, the top people that's, like, cooking. And I don't know if My Story does the same thing, but after that, My Story is a little bit better because the furniture, and they give other, like, creators access to put it in, like, you know, their items and stuff like that. Because BU, that's what they was down, like, their downfall was, because a lot of stuff that they had was, like, they was pretty much, like, when it came to, like, the, I guess you can say, like, the dev kit to make stuff for it, they was, you know, like, hey, you can't really get it. So when you go to My Story, you can pretty much get it, and you don't have to really sign up to do anything, and it was more easy. Even my tablets, it has My Story. I have My Story in my tablets, which is kind of dope. So for me,
because they came out with it before anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like,
they,
like, came open out source,
but buy it. As soon as you go buy it, the dev kit is right there. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's free, ain't it? It's free.
I think certain stuff you might have to pay for, but it's way better. Yeah, and I feel like when you do stuff like that, it's going to have everybody, you know, making stuff for it. That's why I like when BU came out. It was cool, but that was the only HUD. Then My Story came out, and I felt like they had that, you know, they had that moment. You know, some people still use it, but, like, I think it kind of fell off a little bit. But it's like, you know how the community is. They like it, and after that, it just kind of falls off. But
people still doing the My Story cooking. It's a lot of people that still role play. Right. I think that SL, right, because we can say this, and it's supposed to be just the grid itself, right? But it's two sides of the grid. You got the black people, no disrespect, and then you got the white people. The white people definitely be on that My Story shit. They heavy on to, and they heavy onto the RP to a point to where, shit, if you go to the Amazon Sims, it ain't no voice there. It ain't no voice. You gotta type out everything that you want to say. And you have to use quotations as if you're saying it. So if you shout, guess what? I'm shouting this out loud, right? And it's that 100%. So I think that it just determines, like, the side of the grid that you're on. Like, black people, we tend to use SL as a social media platform, right?
That's true. I feel like it's mostly some black people. I really believe, like, when it comes to black people, they want to do three things. Look for love. Probably just want to fuck on the game. Some people might want to just actually just role play. Or, you know what? I forgot the biggest one. Just be a creator, basically. Because I feel like even when you said the whole Amazon situation, you had a good point. Because when you go to the Amazon, you have to role play. If you don't role play, you're gone. You're out of there. You're probably going to get banned. And I feel like they need to have more spots like that and more Sims where it's like, hey, if you come here, these are the rules and that's that. You have a lot of Sims, like, you know, urban sims and people have like HUDs and all that stuff like that and the combat HUDs and they cool and all, but I feel like they have to reinforce it to say, hey, you have to do this or you have to have like a citizen, you know, like a certain, I guess, classes. Like if you want to be a thug, then just be a thug. If you want to be like a regular person, be, you know, a regular person, because certain urban sims have that, but they don't enforce the, you know, certain rules. And when you come to the Amazon, right, they get you smooth the fuck about it. They're not playing.
They not, they, and they not doing no faking. But it's also this too that I be having, that I be saying to urban sims, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's this. Black people, we understand clashing with each other. We understand beefing with each other. We understand hot biking with each other, right? And it's no disrespect to black people that don't do this, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when it really boils down to it, it's hard to role play with somebody and you already know their character, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would I role play with a bitch ass nigga? If I think that you a bitch ass nigga, I'm not role playing with no bitch ass nigga. Move around. Like, move get around. Away from me. That, you know what I'm saying? That. So it's that.
It is that. And I feel like certain people like that, you have, when it comes to urban sims, I don't think they can have a system in place, because you're going to have people that just want to start drama, you know, trolling. And then like most traffic from urban sims is drama. It's never anything else. It's always drama. And that's that. And that's what's going to get, you know, the urban side pumped up. And even when we do our podcast, they want to see mostly drama. And I'm like, no, it's not going to be none of that. It's just gonna be real clean, and that's that.
We gotta dim it down. Right. It's a lot of creeps, freaks, and weirdos out there. All right? But one thing that we ain't do is we ain't go out there and put nobody. We ain't put no name to it, right? Guess what? If the shit apply to you, it applies to you, right? Don't come hitting us up on Instagram talking about, oh man, you talking about me? This, that, that. Because guess what? You don't get no reply from me. I'm like, shit, hey, this shoe fit.
Because the thing about it is, a lot of people do the stuff that we're talking about. We can talk about clubs. We can talk about role play. And we're not talking about certain situations or certain people, because it happens all the time. People think when they listen to us, we're attacking them. Trust and believe, we're not attacking. I mean, if you're doing it, then yeah, we are attacking you. But other than that, like, I see a lot of people from Second Life. I don't know if they're trying to rebrand themselves, but they're trying to go to 5M saying, hey, we're going to role play there. So what do you feel about 5M? And also, I noticed a lot of 5M owners, you know, everybody's a dev and this and that. They know how to script and all that stuff like that. And I noticed most of these hood sims, even the people that's gangbanging, no disrespect to white people, and they want to use the N-word, and they get an N-word pass because they own the sim, and you black people are okay with this. But when y'all come to Second Life, y'all want to be selective, even when it came to the Peach owner and Lee Valentine and certain stuff like that. You got to, what we doing here?
You got to pick a struggle. What we pick doing a struggle. Over here? You gotta pick what it is, and you gotta have that same energy. That's what I call keeping that same fucking energy.
So Dizzy, keep that same energy. I want to ask you this: you've been on 5M. Have you ever been to a server where it was, you know, a white guy saying the N word, or maybe a owner of a sim? I mean, well, I guess they call it the server saying the N word.
This is the kicker, right?
Okay.
If you hung out with me and you played 5M with me, right, and you were white, you never said the N-word around me, because I didn't allow that to be in my presence, right, because I feel so strongly about it.
Right.
When it comes to certain rules on some of these 5M cities, right, because they not, well, servers, you call them servers, right?
Right, server.
It's, you get a pass only if you don't say the hard ER, right?
Okay.
What the fuck do you mean? What? Like, you get a pass, right? They get a pass if they don't say the hard ER.
So they can say, bro, nigga.
They can say nigga. Oh, wow. They can say nigga. They can't say niggers.
Right.
Or nigger. They can't say nigger. I said nigga. I'm like, nigga? What the fuck?
So everybody else in the server is okay with that. They just fly with it.
Some people are okay with it.
Wow.
some people are okay with it. Like they give them a pass. Like, see, the crazy part about like 5M and SL role play, like they role play over there, right?
Right.
We seen it to where a motherfucking cop pull a person over. You gotta fucking fake like you showing him your license, or right. they got it to where like you put your license on your hotbar and you press one, it'll display your whole license out there, right? Who your name is and everything else like that, because that's a part of the character creation. Whenever you what they call fly into the city, right? Whenever gotcha. You first fly into the city, because. And sometimes, like, your landing point, your starting point to be, like, the airport, right? You flew in. This is where you flew in at. So, your character is based from that standpoint. And that's just kind of, like, the difference.
So, like, so let me ask you something. So, and this is one thing that I don't understand. Like, so, I try to go to 5M one time. And most of the time, I go to 5M. I feel like this is probably the easiest role to play in 5M. And I feel like most people want to join gangs because it's more like, I feel like joining a gang is like how I'm talking now in a way. Like, I could just like, all right, whatever, you know, like on some regular nigga shit, because you're not really role playing. I mean, you might certain points of the whole role play, you might role play. But other than that, I feel like I want to be a cop. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be something where it's like, all right. You know, I'm from West Baltimore. You know, I've been around the hood. So it's like role playing that. I feel like I'm being myself. You know, so
it's easy to do. 100%.
It's easy to do. So do you think like most people that want to role play, they just want to just everybody want to be in the hood? Like, I get it if you live in the suburbs and you want to do that because you never experienced that. But like for me, I'm like, yo, like this always been that. So when I see people like, yo, I role play over here, and I'm like, are you really role playing? Are you just being yourself? It seems like you're just talking like how you will regularly talk. How you feel about that?
I feel me personally, whenever I go to any city, I'm a civilian. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't try to get into the gangs and shit like that, because the gang shit, it just be a whole bunch of bullshit, right? Like, it'd be a whole bunch of nigga shit. And most of the time, like, the people that pay for gangs and shit like that, you gotta realize some of these cities, they charging these dudes $300 for a gang to be in a city, right?
Right.
So let's say what $300 come with, right? You probably get your one-on-one gang car in there. You probably get like a certain roles that you can do inside the city, because guess what? Even though I'm a civilian, whenever they do gang shit, like, I can't be a part of that because I'm not in any gang. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get a roster, because they create that, right? You get a whole roster. You get probably gang chains, colors, flags, and all the other shit, right? Vest, your gang image on your clothing and everything else like that. So, whenever it's some gang shit, like, I kind of stay away from that, because fuck that gang shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what the fuck it is. That's real life. Like, I experienced that shit in real life, right? And it's a bunch of pow motherfucking. You meet the person, he tough already,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You pulling up, you walking up on somebody, hey man, I'm new in the city. Man, what the fuck you mean you new in the city, man? Hey nigga, what's up? Put your hands up. They want you to put your hands up so they can try to rob you and shit like that. Gang shit, right? Hey, cuz, like, fuck, nigga, I'm new to the city. You trying to rob me? I don't have shit.
is it weird? Because sometimes, like, it's a lot of young people that play 5M. And I'm like, yo, like, this dude, like, you know, 15, 16 might have a voice change, and they out here trying to, you know, act tough, and they have a Pee Wee Herman voice. It's like, yo, it don't even sound believable. But, like, it's just one of them situations
That's the thing. It was a situation like this. One of the cities I was playing in, it was called Lucid, right? I was playing called Lucid. It was with the white folk, right?
Okay.
Cool. I had an AK-47. I just got that bitch, right? New in the city, you know what I'm saying? I got the materials to build it and everything else like that, right?
Right.
And I was a shop owner. I owned a mechanic business. So, my car blew the fuck up, right? I jumped out. Before it blew up, I'm on the ground. My motherfucking gun come out, right? A dude see it, drive past me, drive back, drive past me again. Little 8-year-old kid. He came up to me. He was like, put your hands up. Motherfucker, I'm fighting. I start swinging on him. Right? I start swinging on him. Fuck him, right?
Right.
But you gotta realize that even though he an 8-year old, right? And this side dude kind of like had to bring it to me, right? Because I'm like, damn, bro, like I'm getting banned for this. Like he was like, yeah, bro, we're gonna put you on 24-hour ban because it's failed RP and it's clearly failed RP because even though he's 8 years old. You would do that. I would do that to an 8-year old in real life. Nigga, you ain't about to come up on me with no gun. Nigga, I'll punch the shit out you, right? I'm fighting for mine. You gonna have to clap me, right?
Right.
That's my real life thinking, but they rules are that on right. that type of level, right?
On a role play, I get it. Like if a person got a gun, it's like you can't just like swing at him. It's like a come on, you
swing at him. Fuck all that, right? You know what I'm saying? Right. I didn't understand those rules. He was 8 years old. Fuck him. Right, fuck little buddy, nigga. You ain't about to take my motherfucking gun. And then it was crazy because it was like the gun itself. It cost damn near like $300,000. You know what I'm saying? That's what I paid in materials and everything else like that for the shit to be made. Fuck you, little nigga. I'm balling.
I think the thing for me is, and it's about to really like go into what I'm pretty much talking about. Like you have these kids that's basically 8 years old, where it's like, hey, where's the rules? Same way when it comes to Second Life. Kids role playing. If you're gonna be a kid, be a fucking kid.
Be a kid.
And the thing about it is, because of that situation that happened last year, not gonna talk about it. But you cannot go to a adult sim. I don't need to see you at a lovers club because you will get reported. So it's like, why are y'all at these adult sims? Because that's against TOS. And one day when you trying to be funny on your kid account, you will get banned. Because, like, you bringing it up, it's like, damn, like, what happened? Like, because with 5M and these servers and all the stuff like that, anybody that owns a server, you got to make your own TOS. You got to make your own rules inside of a rule because, you know, Grand Theft Auto going to have their own Rockstar, whoever you want to call it, going to have their own rules. But, like, I don't need to see a kid, even on 5M, Second Life, you know, talking to females, you know, and they on an adult count, flirting and all that stuff like that. Even a kid account on IG. Like, I'm not like, if they hit me up, like, hey, how you doing? I'll talk to them, but that's that. The conversation will be short. You better be watching some Disney, Hulu, or whatever. That's that. So, for me, it's always been that.
I'm on some shit like this, though, right? Okay. If you on a kid account, I done had it to where this, right? I was creating a car for a little kid, right? I was creating a little bitty kid car for a kid, right? Right. I made the coin and everything else like that. And, like, the chick, like, she hopped on her daughter account, right? She was like, yeah, that was from my kid's store, this and the third, but this is my daughter account, what you think? And I was like, it threw me off because, it threw me off because at the end of the day, I feel like that's some real chomo type shit, right?
Yeah.
And, shorty, like, when I first met you, you presented yourself as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would I talk to your adult account when you present yourself as a kid when I first meet you? Like, no, it ain't gonna work that way. Like, you already threw the fantasy off because only thing I can see is your fucking kid account.
Right. And that shit is
like, no, nah, that shit weird. Like,
and
nah.
The thing about it is, if you're gonna be a kid, and it's been times where these people that have these kid accounts, they wanna, you know, flirt with the females and all that stuff like that, smacking ass. Thinking that shit is funny, it's not funny. You probably can get banned for that. Like, it's not because now you're being sexual. And then some of these people that's on these, you know, 5M or Second Life are actual fucking kids. And this is my rules with it. Realistically, I don't want to be around the Chuck E. Cheese committee. I don't want to be around the Children of the Corn. Y'all can kick rocks because you have a lot of people that like using the pedo word. Going around, oh, you this, you that. And I'm like, yo, I'd rather not even be around it. So if you're going to be a kid, dress like a kid. I don't need you shaking ass, doing all this stuff. Because I've been seeing a lot of stuff on Instagram. And y'all thinking it's cute and all that stuff like that. No, it's out of pocket. And you need to be banned.
That's wicked. That's wicked. If you got your motherfucking kid out here doing motherfucking EA twerk animations.
No.
Y'all the one that control the huddle. Like, why is this kid dancing like that? Because y'all dancing like that? Nah, out of pocket, bro.
Out of pocket.
That ain't cool, bro.
And I believe this, realistically. This is my opinion. I feel like if you're shout out to EA. If you're 30 years old and under, yeah, you can have a kid account. Now, if you're 30 and up, man, let that shit go, man. I know you can role play, you pay for your SL, but I don't need to hear no kid at 60 years old that sound like Dr. Dre. That shit gotta stop.
That's a fact, too. But I feel like this, too. I feel like most kids that do that kind of role play, right, and you on a kid account, being an adult, like, you really only type on that account. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I have an SL daughter, right? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Shay Averwood. That's my motherfucking baby. Chunky Monkey, that's my motherfucking heart, bro. I promise you, right? Been my daughter for 15 fucking years. Met her on a kid account. She was fat as hell. I wanted the big, fat, weighty motherfucking kid, right? That's what she was, right? Mm-hmm. She's a little fat shit. So I like the image of that. And I was like, you know, you got any parents? This and the third. So I'm on my role play shit. This 14 years ago. So I'm definitely on my role play shit. When you 1, 2, 3, 4 years into SL, you on your role play shit 100% because that's what it is. So I'm on my role play shit. Right. And she legit became my motherfucking daughter. Like, all the way. Like, AO Pop. Like, I'm thinking about aging her up. What you think I should do? Shit, you was what, 8, 9? Go to about, make her about like 13. Go, what she need for a tween body? You know what I'm saying? Like, now you a tween, right? What you need for this? If you want to make her little again, that's okay with me too. Like, you can go back, you can transform back if you want to. I can start treating you like a kid again, but you a tween body, right? So it was that, and she also has her adult account, which is separate from her kid account, right? Yeah. She my daughter on both of them.
Right.
She my daughter in all the worlds. That's my daughter and her kids. Or my grandkids. That's just what that is. And we lead that role play to be there. I never get people that do this, right? And I seen this on your page. It was crazy.
You want me to talk about it? Because
We can talk about it, but I'm going to say this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say this. I think that the moment that a person becomes your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your uncle, or anything else like that, the moment that you have that and you create that fucking dynamic, that dynamic needs to stay there. It doesn't need to change. It should never change.
You was right. Right? It should never change.
Now, this is some exceptions, right? And this is what I mean by exceptions, right? Okay. Let's say you have, and this could be on whenever we talk about SL family, right?
Right.
Whenever you have a family member come in, right? Let's say this person over here was your cousin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she came into your family. Hey, look, I ain't signed up for her ass to be my cousin. Y'all signed up for her to be your cousin. You know what I'm saying? Y'all signed up for her to be your cousin.
So, like, wait, I gotta pause it. So, because I see a lot of people that be doing that, because it's a lot of people that don't like people. Then you have some people that just, you see a female, and it's like, damn, she fine as hell, and now, because she in a, you know, part of the family, now you want to shoot your shot because it's like, well, wait a minute, I don't really want to shoot my shot, but I can't claim her because now I can't even try to shoot my shot. So you did something like that where it was like, damn, this chick fine as hell, or just, man, I kind of wanted to talk to her and I don't want to, you know, call her cousin because now you friend zone. Well, family zoned, I guess, right?
You family zone. Yeah, you in the family zone. That's what it is. But it's also this too, right? And I get it probably from other people's standpoint that, hey, oh, look, once a person becomes your family, bro, it's supposed to stay that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, how families are on SL, it don't really stay that way. Mm-hmm. A motherfucker be your mama one day and then guess what? Your mama, man,
listen,
disgusting.
I want to talk about this.
Go ahead.
So, and I'm going to end it with this. Because what happened was, you had the mother. Well, basically, the daughter was exposing the mother for dating the son. The mother basically said, hey, if this last relationship don't work, I'm going to give my son a chance. I don't break promises. So, the daughter exposed the mother. Then all of a sudden, the mother said, oh, you popping off, you talking spicy, now I'm going to expose you. So the mother was not only fucking the son, the mother was fucking the daughter. What are we doing here?
what are we doing here, bro? Like, what are we doing? Why are y'all even saying that y'all related or anything else like that, bro? Like, that's the crazy part about the role play about it, right?
Right.
Again, I know a chick that was doing that.
Right.
You know the chick that was doing that. She right. was fucking on. She was fucking on a mama in a threesome and fucking on her baby daddy and probably still continue to fuck on her baby daddy, which is absolutely crazy work. Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I mean, honestly, that's why I don't join families. I don't join families because I don't want to be. I feel like when it comes to like role play and family and stuff like that, like it was a time I did have two daughters, but they disappeared like the Undertaker and Kane. But other than that, like it was that. It was never like, you know what I mean? Like I role played as a dad and that was that. Like I ain't want to. Like my thing was basically like if I joined the family, you actually have to be my family. You have to have my back. It had to be like some ride or die because my family in real life, they got my back. They're going to support me. They're going to do anything that I need. They got me. I don't need no fake families because a lot of y'all be in these fake families and all this fraud stuff. If you going to role play that, please actually role play that. Don't see if you see your sister getting stomped out or jumped on IG or in world. Don't TP out. Don't fake crash. That's your sister. Because guess what? The rule's always been this. My mother always told me this. If you see your sister getting jumped, you better be in that motherfucker too. Because if I don't see y'all both hurt, you gonna be hurt.
Hurt, yep. One fight, all fight. It's that. One fight, all fight. And if they ride with you, guess what? They better ride back home with you. 100%.
That's a fact.
Like, you don't leave nobody on stuck or anything else like that. You don't leave people on stuck. That ain't just what it is. And then some people do that too, right? They join families just so they got the family behind them whenever they get into an argument or anything else like that, right?
That's a fact.
What if the fucking person is 100% fucking wrong?
You don't even check them. And some of y'all don't even check y'all family members. Y'all just let them rock out. Let them be copybotters. Let them be scammers. Let them be all this other stuff. And it's like, yo, y'all not gonna pull them to the side. Y'all not gonna say anything to them. And then when we ask a person like me or Dizzy say something, you know, towards them, oh, leave my sissy alone. Leave my brother alone.
Brother out of this. Nah, hell no, don't leave my brother out of this. Your brother is the one that's doing the sucker shit. Your brother is the one that was the chomo that was fucking asking a motherfucker telling a 13-year-old to go faster. Your brother is doing that. Your kid is doing that.
That shit is different.
That's weirdo shit. But y'all will call it the weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all stand up for them, throw their hand on the blade, and then once they do the weirdo shit to you, then they become a weirdo.
Right.
Crazy work.
And it was a situation where a guy, and I'm not gonna say his name. A guy basically was talking to his daughter and she had a kid account. You're wrong. You're out of pocket. And the crazy part about it is you ain't even tell your side of the story. You apologize. And look at you now. Like, come on. If you want to role play, that's your daughter. Role play, that's your daughter. Stop being on that creepy weirdo stuff. These are the guys that say good morning, love, and send out a dick picture. But they always want to go to Bible study on Second Life. What are we doing here?
go to church on Sunday with their hands all raised in the air. We shall overcome and shit like that. Crazy work. Get your goofy ass off, cuz. So, the shit that we have is wicked.
So with all this being said, what do you think Second Life needs to do to bring back role play? To make people feel like, man, like I want to role play. Like make them get on Second Life more.
Implement a thing kind of like My Story. Make My Story be like the official thing that you automatically have to have. Like,
that'd be dope.
Take showers. Yeah, like where you're going to have to take showers, and it makes it to where, guess what? You log in, you can't take that motherfucker off.
So wait.
It's stuck on your screen.
So have Second Life make their own system or buy a system where it's like, hey, y'all can put it like. I feel like if they make their own system, because they're on Discord. So now I feel like, okay, they should actually start making their own system, how they like, you know, bought Casper Vent out. So maybe they can buy a system or start one from scratch.
Buy my story out and make it to get people to role play, right? To take away the socioeconomics of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's to get people to role play. You automatically have to do that. And then have that system, because it's already open source, right? Because everybody can get it, right? So have that system and make sure that people use it. That's the only way I think that people would be forced to role play, as far as like taking a shot with Eden. It's gonna create all of that. It's gonna create that, and then guess what that's gonna be? How I look at it is that's gonna make the economy on Second Life boom even more.
That's a fact. And also make it open source where you can add the scripts to, like, you know, different furniture, like furniture, how my story is and all that. So now other creators can be like, hey, we can add it now. Because when BU first came out, like I said, it was hard to, like, you know, get certain stuff done, because I think they was even taking a percentage. Like, I think, like, when it comes to my story, they don't take a percentage. They're like, hey, we want our stuff to get out there. It's going to be dope. And that's the way it should be. Kind of like Android, open source. But, you know, you can have, like, you know, still make it secure. But other than that, if they do something like that, Second Life will be good to go. And also just open up certain sims where people can just role play in general. They do have certain sims where you can do that. Like, I think it's one where you get like diamonds and all that stuff like that to convert into lendings. But they need to have more stuff like that to get people to, you know, get back to, you know, into Second Life. Because a person like myself, I don't give two fucks about it. I'm trying to make my bag. That's pretty much it.
And I was one of the ones to where even this though, right? Like, we also got to realize that Second Life is, again, I say it's a social platform, right? Like, some people can say it's a game. It's a game till some shit happen to you. Mm-hmm. It's a game until your peoples, your family over here, your mama was fucking on your boyfriend. Right.
It's a game until somebody dies. Because if somebody dies, you're going to feel... The thing about it is, when people say it's a game, I think it's kind of a joke when people say that. Because at the end of the day, it's people that I know for years on this game, and they died. Like, I felt some type of way. I cried when these people died. You know, like, I had a bond with some of these people.
Yeah. Shout out to the late, great Moni Telly. Right. All right. Shout out to her. Shout out to Moni. We go miss you today. Rest in peace, you.
Rest in peace, Moni, man. A good scripter when it came to Second Life. Holding it down. A lot of people don't mention that. Like, when it came down to, like, helping people on Second Life, oh, my God. And then this is the thing about Moni. Moni actually had ways where, like, when it came to, like, you know, making, like, her food stuff, like the food trays and all you can eat, she was the golden corral of Second Life, because she had ways where she was role-playing. She had the My Story stuff before all that stuff, and she scripted all that stuff from scratch, and I bought it before she died because I remember it was on her platform. So I have all that stuff in my inventory because I knew how much time it took her to make that stuff. So RIP to Moni.
RIP to Moni, bro. Moment of silence.
This was our episode 6. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Episode 7 coming out soon.
Definitely. Episode 7. I don't know what we're gonna talk about, but I kind of like the comments, though. I ain't going to hold that, Lee. Bro. Y'all motherfuckers be in the comments. Y'all be definitely on the post. Y'all be on the Instagram. Y'all be on all that, man. We got something coming for y'all, bro. I promise you. I think it's going to be dope. Let me and Daly get in the lab.
Just hit us up, man. I hope y'all enjoy episode 6, man. Episode 7 coming out soon, man. That's our episode. We out. Can't wait to taste your skin. Baby, no.